This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right? Everybody set for Tuesday?
Yeah, it is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. How about that? Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on the DJV Experience as we work our way through some more people in the news. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Y'all know who he is, right?
I do.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Let me say it again.
Sounds no, just tell us who he is.
Umar.
That's not helping.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. He was the underwear bomber. Remember him? He was trying to blow up the jet that was going to Detroit back in 2009 at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Got sentenced to, 400 years in jail or something. He said yesterday that his constitutional rights are being violated at the prison.
Is he an American citizen?
No.
So how do you have constitutional rights if you're not a citizen?
None. Right, you don't have any. But anyway, he's still claiming he's being forced to eat food forbidden because he's a Muslim. So he and his lawyers filed a lawsuit in Colorado federal court claiming he's been housed in a long-term solitary confinement box at the prison in Florence, and he's been harassed by white supremacists who don't like Muslims. As well as being
blocked. Where are the white supremacists having access to him?
If he's in a box, I have a hard time understanding that myself, Victoria.
Yeah.
Thank you. His lawsuit says prison walls do not form a barrier separating prison inmates from the protections of the United States Constitution. Yeah, as long as you, but he's an Algerian, or he's Nigerian, not an Algerian. So he doesn't, what is he doesn't have?
Yeah,
he has four life terms. What are you, nuts?
I would suggest he get used to it then. That would be my advice.
Maybe commit the final solution on himself. Anyway, it really becomes pretty silly. Speaking of pretty silly, I'm already off the people because I'm being distracted by the shiny penny that's in front of me. The story about low-fat pigs. Have you heard about...
No.
Something, yeah, this is a sort of a contradiction, I suppose. Chinese scientists have created a new genetic engineering technique that has proceeded. If you look at the National Academy of Sciences report this week, they have created 12 healthy pigs with less body fat than normal pigs. Low-fat pigs have been created in hopes of providing pig farmers with animals that will be less expensive to raise and will be easier to maintain in the cold weather. The pig industry has problems in China. So now, if they have less body fat, then they're easier to care for, and they'll make it better through the winter months and save farmers millions of dollars in heating and feed costs and prevent millions of piglets from suffering and dying in the cold weather.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it like basic biology that the more fat you have, the warmer you stay in cold months?
I don't get that at all.
I don't get it, but okay.
And why would you want a low-fat pig anyway? Isn't that whole idea of having pigs are supposed to be fat?
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Anyway, the Food and Drug Administration says that they doubt this particular pig would ever be imported to the U.S. But how are you going to know when you get, you know, the Chinese bought up Smithfield pork products, the largest pork producer and processor in America. The Chinese own it now. So how, what keeps them from bringing their pig stuff over to this country? Yeah, they brought the milk over. Remember that from a couple of years ago, malamine in the milk? They were bringing tanker loads, 747s loaded with milk every day. There'd be a tanker that would go to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, San Diego. They'd fill up a tanker with that milk that came from the Chinese cows and was loaded with melamine.
What's melamine?
Melamine is a treatment,
like a pesticide or something, or a chemical?
Well, it's sort of like other things that you give cows, you shoot them up to make them grow faster, hormones, or a antibiotic that keeps the body supposedly healthier, and that's basically, it's basically an antibiotic. So, anyway, yeah, we like that. We want to have that stuff in our milk. And they were just flying over tons of that. You know how much milk you can get on a 747 tanker? You have any idea how much?
And the sad thing is, and this is, you know, the way capitalism works, but the sad thing is that went to the cheapest forms of milk, probably.
Oh, yeah.
That went to all the store brands.
Yeah, $1.99 like, special on a gallon of milk, right.
And, yeah.
It costs, folks, $4 to produce a gallon of milk. So what are you going to get for $1.99?
Right.
Dreck.
Yeah.
Garbage. Anyway, and the same thing happens. The Chinese are growing genetically modified salmon, and the FDA this week approved selling that stuff here.
Ugh.
There you go.
Enough already.
Genetically modified salmon.
I really want to take science out of the bulk of our food supply because it's just, it's just too much.
Right. So we got genetically modified pigs, genetically modified salmon. They have, by the way, created 2,553 cloned pig embryos that have this genetic makeup that will keep them from getting fat.
You know, China doesn't
have
to worry.
No more fat pigs.
Yeah, China doesn't have to worry, and this is probably their big game plan. They don't have to worry about the United States ever launching war or anything on them. Just keep giving us all of your crappy, genetically modified stuff,
and
our children are choking on the little, 25-cent toys at Christmas time, so that wipes out kids. Then give us some disgusting tainted milk, and then give us some pigs that are genetically modified. They're going to wipe out America just by tainting our food supply.
Mm-hmm. Cool,
they don't even need to worry about anything else. That's what they're already doing to us. Mercury levels. I mean, remember that whole thing with all the dollar store toothpaste?
Yeah.
It was all from China.
Yeah,
it was all tainted with mercury.
Well, most of the stuff you buy in the dollar store, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Where do you think it's going to come from?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to something that will help you feel better and be better. How's your health curve? Are you feeling well? Have you evaluated your health? Have you had your annual checkup? Do you know what your norms are, what the blood levels of this, that, and the other thing are? Have you had that conversation with your doctor? This is a good time of year to do this. I do mine in December because I want to be prepared going into the winter months, make sure that my immune system is working well. I want to maintain my health. I want to maintain my lifestyle. You do too, don't you? You want energy? You want to have chronic conditions addressed. Your immune system is the key to all of that. And the benefit of having the fruits and veggies from balanceofnature.com is that you will have a strong immune system and you'll be able to keep it strong so that you can have quick, when your body is attacked by some of the ungabungas, you'll have the ability to quickly respond to it. Quick results. As the immune system pushes out the bad germs, the bacteria, the bugs, all of the things that get to people, cause flus and colds and other things that are even worse. So isn't it remarkable that we have to offer to you this product called Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies? It's amazing. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. What does that mean for you? It means you take this little capsule, you can take it whole, that's what I do, but you can also take it apart and put the powder on your, let's say you're having a little dessert, all kinds of fruits for dessert, put this on the top of it. It makes sure that you get the benefit of all of those fruits. And if you are also in the veggie department, all those veggies that you never eat, that your mother told you ought to eat, well, you still don't have to eat them. All you have to do is take this capsule, powdered veggies, and you put it on whatever else it is. Let's say you get some mashed potatoes. Put it on that. It's so easy to use and so strong, and beneficial for your immune system. So boost it up by going to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to get a free month supply of both the fruits and the veggies. Get yourself started. In a couple of months, your immune system will be percolating, improved by up to 700%. Take note. Take heed. Cold and flu season settling in. Go online to balanceofnature.com and prevent yourself from getting colds and the flu by having a strong immune system. Getting that way with the Balance of Nature products, balanceofnature.com. Get the free month. Use the code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's see what there is literally on television tonight. You got any good picks, Victoria?
Well, of course, tonight is game one of the World Series. The Astros are at the Dodgers, and, you know, this is something Jennifer and I, of course, we're going to be rooting for the Dodgers to win, but the Astros also have a great story this year, so with dedicating their series to the victims of the hurricane. So it's kind of a toss-up on this one. Who would you be rooting for in this?
Who would I be rooting for?
Yeah.
We're taking a nap.
Oh, because your precious Red Sox aren't in it?
I'll
team you don't even watch?
I'll cheer for the Astros to have a little competition here.
Really?
All right. Well, if you're not into baseball tonight, there's a brand new Flash episode on CW. There's brand new NCIS on CBS tonight at 8. And The Voice, The Battle Rounds conclude. Blake's final pairing lights up the stage with an energetic performance of a country anthem. And there's also, of course, if you are into Bravo, you like reality TV show, there's TV shows. There's a brand new Below Deck tonight at 9. And there's also a brand new Blackish on ABC at 9 p.m. as well.
You watch that show?
I do every once in a while, yeah.
What do you think of it?
I like it. It's smart.
Why? It's smart?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I think it's smart social commentary. The jokes are not, like, stupid and goofy. I mean, I just think it's, overall, it's a really well-presented show.
So does it have a laugh track, or is it real laughter?
No, I don't think there's a laugh track on it, no.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't like anyway.
I don't either. I think this is annoying and insulting. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJB Experience. Music with the fans of Justin Timberlake getting excited about him being at the Super Bowl for the halftime show. He was just sort of coming into his own in 2004 when Janet Jackson was on stage with him, and we all remember that story. That wardrobe malfunction didn't hurt his career. And it didn't hurt Janet Jackson's career either, actually.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, my God.
You think it did?
Oh, it totally did. Huh. First of all, she got fined, so she had to pay money. I forget what it was. But she was banned from CBS. She was banned from the Super Bowl. I mean, it really negatively affected her record sales.
Was it ever really proven that she did it on purpose?
No, there's no way they'd ever... Obviously, they both did it on purpose, but there's no way they're ever going to admit that.
So why didn't he took it in the,
exactly.
in the neck and he didn't get any backlash
exactly.
at all?
Yep.
Really. So now he's thinking about bringing her back?
Well, that's what online polls are saying. They want her to come back, but he has not said if he's going to invite anyone or if what he's going to do. He hasn't mentioned her, and I don't really think that... They were friends. They were good friends when it happened, and she said that, he obviously abandoned her. He acted like he had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, at the time, he was a lot younger and, I guess, trying to preserve his own career, but he really threw her under the bus.
I think it would be a fun cameo. I kind of doubt that he'll do it. I feel like anything, he might bring NSYNC members back on. I don't even think he'll do that, but I think it would be a fun cameo if he brought Janet Jackson back on just for one song. Like Beyonce brought Bruno Mars on for one song. They danced and then he went off. I think it would clear the air a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't know the air was still cloudy.
Well, it's still such a huge thing. Like, people still refer to it as,
Nipplegate.
Yeah. So
we need
it's
to grow up in our country. This
exactly, but I feel
sexual
like...
Sexual boring.
I feel like if he brought her back on, then that would be their new appearance together. That would be the new thing, and then maybe we could finally move on from Nipplegate. Maybe.
I guess it depends on if she's forgiven him or not.
Yeah. And she just had a baby, so I don't know. Maybe she...
She's on tour, though, so she's back in fighting shape. She looks amazing.
Well, let's see. That's a story that will develop, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, speaking of developing, Kelly Clarkson speaking out, pretty candid about her body weight, her body image. struggles with bulimia in high school, and now she's in the next stage of her career. She was interviewed by the magazine Attitude, detailed her dark personal state around the release of her second album, Breakaway, in 2004, when she felt an immense pressure to fit the industry-approved look of a pop star. She said, quote, "When I was really skinny, I wanted to kill myself. I was miserable inside and out for years, four long years of my life. But no one cared because aesthetically, you make sense." Clarkson said, "I thought the only way out was quitting. I wrecked my knees and my feet because all the time I would put in headphones and run around. I was in the gym all the time." It does. It becomes an obsession, doesn't it?
For yeah. People who, she had a lot of pressure on her, too, in the beginning. Yeah.
But she doesn't look like that now, does she?
She got very skinny, and now she's, you know, had two kids, or at least one kid. Yeah. And so she is back to looking the way that she did sort of in the beginning. I mean, she was
Normal. Never
a skinny girl.
No.
But that's okay, and, you know, it has not affected her career at all.
No. Well, I think this is the kind of stuff, the false pressure that gets put on people to do
it's
things.
It's the pop machine, too, you know, that pop star look, and they put a lot of pressure on her.
How much, she's still, though, a big success, right? Does she still keep growing in popularity?
Yep, her new album's doing really well.
All right. So that's good. Be yourself, Kelly. That's the best way to be. Be yourself. Forget the rest of the crap. It's 28 minutes after the hour, DJ B time.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, even though it's GM's biggest brand globally, the future of Buick all depends on its SUVs, which make up 77% of its sales. The new Buick Enclave comes full circle after Buick invented the third-row luxury SUV 10 years ago. The new Enclave is the first application of Buick's Avenir trim level. It has the largest second-row seat room, ample third-row seat room, and it comes with lots of features, including a camera mirror, starting around $41,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now with Staples, get free data backup service. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. N1028 install only. Must provide external hard drive. See associate for details.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. I say hi to Victoria Keelan. Victoria, you can say hi to everybody if you'd like.
Hello.
Hello. Kara Schillen. Same enthusiasm, please.
Hi.
Hi. All right, people in the news. Army Captain Gary Michael Rose goes by the nickname Mike. Yesterday got the highest military honor from our country for extraordinary acts of heroism. But it's very interesting that he actually committed these acts in 1970 and is just now being honored. He was a Green Beret and a medic in the war in Vietnam. He and 15 other Americans were sent on a top-secret mission inside of Laos. We weren't supposed to be there, and the information is just now coming out. That explains why it took so long for him to get the Medal of Honor. It wasn't what we were doing, he said. It was where we were doing it. Laos was supposed to be neutral, but the North Vietnamese had overrun the country, and so we sent in soldiers to kind of chase them out, and some were hurt, injured, some killed, but nobody knew about it. There was even the families of these people who were involved in this were not told of what happened. They were just told that their sons were killed in the line of duty, but not where and doing what. They were 50 miles inside of Laos, and these about 120 Americans were in there to chase out the bad guys, the North Vietnamese, and they got 60 or 70 of them got wounded. And this guy took care of all of them, and I think every one of them survived. So you can go online and see the story there, but it's really quite an interesting story. And, you know, away from the business about, you know, whether we should have been doing it or we didn't, the fact that these people were so disrespected in our time, I mean, I know people, not in my college, but in colleges, these elitists that were, they were always criticized. The Vietnam War was a ridiculous waste of manpower and money. It's like Iraq and all these other things we've been engaged in. But that doesn't take away from the reality of the men who did what we asked them to do. And in that era, it wasn't a volunteer army. You were told, okay, Charlie, your number's up. Let's go. And so it was a whole different attitude. And the fact that the American people had the attitude they did toward the soldiers who were drafted and served, even if they didn't want to go, was atrocious. So anyway, we're still seeing and understanding how extensively we were involved in that area. And part of the story comes through with the giving of this honor, the Medal of Honor, to Captain Gary Rose. So I say congratulations to him. Good for him. Imagine saving all of those people that were in harm's way. Next person in the news is Hugh Hefner. Don't get excited. He's still dead. Playboy magazine is going to honor.
Sensitive.
Thank you. I'm a sensitive New Age guy. You didn't know that?
Oh yeah.
A snack. Playboy magazine honoring Mr. Hefner on the cover of the November-December issue. This has never been done before, right? Never been a man on the cover of Playboy magazine. But they're going to feature him, a portrait, actually, of Hefner that was done in 1965 by a photographer. He was 39 years old then, and so that's what the picture is. The 11th man to ever grace the publication's cover. I didn't even know there were ever any men.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, they've always been with a girl.
Oh, okay.
So he's the first man to solo on the cover, which is appropriate. I mean, duh.
Oh, yeah, it is appropriate, for heaven's sakes, given what he's all about. Excuse me. This is one of those, I'm clicking onto a story. I don't know, how do you guys avoid that? You have your sound down all the time?
I'm
trying to get to a story, and there's a component with it, and that's what you heard in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. So, inside baseball. Okay, I know that Kara's going to love this story.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, you ready? This is the story of Jonathan, a 186-year-old giant tortoise. And this is the oldest living being that anyone knows about that's been studied on the planet. A giant turtle, tortoise, if you will, that is 186 years old.
Wow.
And the reason that he's in the news is because a group of students went to the island of St. Helena to study him, and they studied his sex life more than anything else.
See, I like turtles, but I see that you were telling me I would like this because it's about sex, I guess?
No, I'm not sure.
Very interesting.
The sex life of a turtle.
Carrie, you're going to love this.
Yeah, right?
Well.
So what did they find when they studied his sex life? It went very slowly?
That they
Is there turtle Viagra? I mean, what happens?
Well, what they found out is that he has sex with other male turtles and female turtles. They can't figure out whether he's straight, gay, bisexual, what his sexual habits are. But it looked like he was having relationships with sexes of both. I mean, with turtles with both sexes.
I mean, if you're 186 years old, you can't be picky. You know, anybody who's willing to have sex with you, you just have to go with it.
Really?
Wouldn't you think?
I don't actually know what to think of a 186-year-old turtle. I never really have given much thought to the sex life of a turtle.
Right.
Actually. But it'd be nice to travel down there. That's a fascinating area of the world, actually. It's an old British territory. But they used carbon dating. Apparently this tortoise, is very approachable. And so somehow they used the carbon dating technique to figure out how old the turtle was.
Wow.
What would it
right,
be like
probably if, through the shell, right?
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
So many layers about. Of the shell, probably?
I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't know anything about turtles.
Well, if you carbon date anything, I mean, isn't that, it's, you know, you can carbon date a rock and it just goes all the way down through the layers.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. It would sort of be the same idea for the tortoise shell.
Yes. I think you are correct, ma'am. You are correct. As long as we're traveling around, some information from the travel world. If you're not able to put your laptop in a checked bag, well, this is something that I'm trying to figure out because I'm going to Italy this week. What do I do with my laptop? Do I really want to even bother taking it because I get hassled? I don't check bags, and they ask you to take them out.
Wait, okay, but you're going for 10 days. How can you not check a bag? What are you? Are you stinking up a tour bus? I mean, you need a lot of clothes for 10 days.
I'll bring lots of changes of clothes.
How can you though? If it's just
five books to read, because I have a reasonably sized bag. Actually, last year Meredith got me a new bag for Christmas, and I'm not sure that I can use it because there's not quite as much room in it as the other bag. But I'll be doggone if I'm going to, you know, I'm not interested in. Anyway, so the point is that you may not be able to put your laptop in check bags because the FAA is recommending a global ban on laptops in checked luggage because of the fire hazard posed by the lithium-ion batteries.
Mm. So, oh, yeah, the pressurization, I think, can make them explode, right?
Is that just...
Or they catch on fire.
That out now? They're just figuring that out now?
You know, I don't know. I mean, how many times has this actually happened? You know,
that's
we don't
the point.
Hear about it that much. Yeah. But then again, is this just an excuse to make sure everyone has their laptop on and is going through TSA, like, you know, in
well,
person? With
is it an excuse to have the airlines not put their own entertainment devices in? And if you want to have entertainment, bring your laptop on the plane and pay for Wi-Fi, and then you can watch whatever movies you want. That's more what I think is the ticket here than anything
else. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a scam. All right, let's get our focus on to something that will help your child stay ahead of the curve. If your children don't like math, I'm going to help you out. I'm not actually, but an expert is after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
44 past the hour here on the DJV Experience with Doug and Victoria and Kara. I think that now that we are through the first couple of months of school, a lot of people are getting into what their children are learning or aren't learning and what their children get stressed out about, the pressure that comes with understanding math, for example. I was never a math whiz. Kara, were you good at math?
Yeah, I was pretty good at it.
Victoria, you good at math?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do any math problems now, though.
there's a lot of, for whatever the reason, children who have high math anxiety, and because the math, maybe it's the new math that does all of this. Let's find out how we can help your child if he or she has math anxiety. Dominique Ciccarelli is here, and the focus here with, by the way, education spokesperson for Kumon North America. Am I pronouncing that right? Dominique, is it Kumon?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me, Doug.
Sure. So what's the problem? First of all, tell us how you were in school when it came to math.
Well, I have always enjoyed math. You know, it was always, I like the black and whiteness of it, that the, something was right or wrong personally. But there are a lot of, you know, kids out there that don't have that same, you know, they just get scared about doing their math. And, you know, there is really, it's pretty mixed between adults, too. About 20% of adults have math anxiety as well. And so it is something that I was hoping to discuss with you today.
Well, math anxiety is brought about by your interpretation of what math is. You just said something that is so spot on, so right. Math is black and white. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 8 is 16. Unless you're doing numerology and then you number them differently. 2 plus 2 is 4. And then you add, well, you understand what I'm saying. But in terms of learning how to get your tables down right and how to, you know, to just be able to do your taxes, keep your bank statement, whatever it is that are practical uses of mathematics, math is not fun for a lot of people. So, if we can make it fun, does that help people get over the anxiety?
I think making math fun and, you know, feeling engaging with yourself or with your children is a great way that you mentioned. There's lots of games that parents can play with their kids to make it more enjoyable. Even when they're young, you can do something like go fish, you know, getting a good sense of number sense. And there are, like, dice games like Yahtzee you can play. Even if they get a little older, there's lots of games you can play, like Monopoly is a lot of fun, and thinking about real estate and calculating, you know, the how much money to collect for the rent. So there's a lot of games that parents can do with their kids to make it fun and, you know, and to help them, to the kids, to feel like math is a really enjoyable thing. But math anxiety, you know, that's not going to be able to take away if the math anxiety becomes a real problem. Because math anxiety is the successive feeling of tension and worry that's difficult to manage when faced with a math situation. And it's caused by a fear of failure and a lack of confidence. So there are other things that parents can do as well to help their children to alleviate this kind of problem.
For example?
Well, the most important thing is to stay positive about math. You know, you might not feel like you are a math person, but it
I'm going to you tell your child, I was terrible at math. I don't understand it at all. All right.
I know, and it's pretty common. And what's interesting about math is, like, a lot of people don't walk around saying, like, oh, I'm not a reading person, I can't read. But it is pretty common for people to say, I'm not a math person, right. And they, like, you know, are, like, really successful and their children are looking up to them. But the kids might think to themselves, oh, well, I'm not a math person either, and kind of shrug and throw up their hands in the air. And so, but math really is something that we always need to communicate to our children, that it is something that if we just practice a little bit, we can actually improve on it, just like violin or, you know, different musical instruments or sports. Math is a skill, and if you practice, you'll get better.
Yeah. All right, so here's what I would suggest. This is what popped into my mind as I'm thinking about this. Make Christmas experiences more educational. Maybe you don't want to wait that long, but if you have a child that's doing okay, but you want to enhance their ability, I would say you go to Kumon.com, Kumon.com, see what's there, and maybe work on this as an idea to encourage people at Christmas to do better in math. Thank you, Dominique Ciccarelli.
Yeah.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Chucker, what are you doing?
Halloween is here. Music from Psycho at 54 past the hour. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria and Kara and me to drop the latest bit of insanity on us. Okay, I'll bite. What's next?
I'm a fan of Psycho. You like Psycho, Doug?
Yeah, of course. I never saw... And I've seen enough of the trailers or little bits and pieces of it to know that I wouldn't want to see it in 100,000 million years.
No, but I always felt that way too, Doug, but I just saw it recently. It's really good. It's just suspense. You would like it.
You know what's interesting about Psycho? It was absolutely groundbreaking in 1960 in terms of the violent content, although compared to today's movie standards, is fairly tame. But what I think makes it very memorable is the fact that it's very unconventional in its storytelling. Audiences walked into a theater in 1960 to see this movie following the lead character played by Janet Leigh, and then she's killed off halfway through the movie. That was definitely something very different in terms of storytelling back in the day. They don't even really do storylines like that now. And then Anthony Perkins, which pissed perfect as the villain in the film, Norman Bates. And what's interesting, that character Norman Bates, Doug, Victoria, was based on a real-life serial killer named Ed Gwynn, and he was Norman Bates is a composite of that real-life person.
Wow.
And so was Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs, all three fictional characters based off that real-life character in some way or form,
wow,
which I find interesting.
Huh. All right, well,
does not interest you. And I just want to point out, Psycho 2, which came out in 1983, 23 years after the fact, I find that to be a terrific sequel, underseen, and if people have not seen it, it once again stars Anthony Perkins as Norman Bates, which they make an anti-hero, Doug, in the film, so you're sort of rooting for Norman, very likable.
We just saw that really based that on. We just saw Psycho 2 last week based on your recommendation, and we loved it. We thought it was
really
great.
Good movie.
And you feel sorry for Norman.
But you take his recommendation seriously? I don't think.
Yeah, I do, because it was a good one.
All right, up next, Renee Zellweger. An interesting new role for her. Plus, Denzel Washington is shooting it out locally here in my hometown as The Equalizer 2 is being filmed. That's coming right up.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Hi, Chucker. So Denzel Washington is in Massachusetts shooting The Equalizer 2, and he was at a local motel in a gunfight. Last night, a lot of people walking around, looking around at what's what and who's who. I found that interesting.
I like the first film he starred in, The Equalizer. It's based on a TV show from the 1980s that aired on CBS, starred an actor named Edward Woodward. Really good TV show.
Yes, it was a good TV show. A good movie.
Also, I look forward to the sequel, actually. Some other TV news of interest, Doug. CBS is going to reboot Magnum P.I. You like that idea?
Are they? With whom?
No, obviously not Tom Selleck. It's going to be a new actor, a new incarnation. I don't know if they're going to intertwine it with the original show in some form. Maybe Selleck will make a cameo in the beginning of the movie in somehow, but they're going to do it.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Something you didn't know, but you found out by listening to Chuck Curry on Movie Moments on the DJB show at 59 past the hour.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.